¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. So once again, if you know about last week's episode, instead of dropping on Thursday, we dropped our episode on Friday. The reason for that was my junior high girls, they were playing in the district tournament, and I wanted to be able to talk about the championship game of that tournament in the podcast episode. So that's what we did. And the same thing happened today. So yesterday, our senior high girls, the high school girls, played in the district tournament, and I decided to push back my episode one more week to be able to talk about how that's going, what's happened with it all and stuff. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that kind of conference champ part two, but also just a little bit of what's been going on and all the exciting things I have coming forward. So if you guys enjoy this episode, make sure if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to follow the podcast. Give it a 5-star rating if you don't mind. And if you're on YouTube, please subscribe, drop a like on the video, and I hope to see you back again. So we played in our district tournament for senior high girls. Now, I think the difference there for junior high is when junior high is done with district, they are done. So if you win the district tournament, that's like your championship, you know? And so we knew how that was a big deal, and then we wanted to end our whole entire season on a win, and we did. It was spectacular. It was amazing down to the end. Awesome. Senior high has more. You can go to the regional tournament, which is after the district tournament, and then you can also go to the state tournament, which is the end of the state tournament, is where they will crown the state champion. So we won the regular season championship, which is like just throughout the season, who was the conference champion, which means we got the number one seed. Well, the good thing is about the number one seed going into the district tournament is you automatically secure your ticket to regionals. So the way it works is if you're the bottom two seeds, you have to win 2 games in the district tournament to make it to the regional tournament. If you're on the middle level, you got to win 1 game to make it to the regional tournament. And if you're the number one seed, you get a free bye straight in there. I think maybe the 2 seed as well. But anyways, we were the number one seed, so we had an immediate send-in to the regional tournament. So we were here just to win the district tournament and try to be conference champs. So first game, we played Piggott, and we really just came out and played some of our best basketball. I mean, we won by 40. They came out and gave us a scare. The minute really played tough. They had just come off a huge win, so we knew that they could ride a lot of that momentum. But we played to the best of our ability, and we were able to win by a very good margin with a lot of momentum. So that was the semifinals, and we had an instant ticket to the semifinals because we were the one seed. So we went, played there, and then we had 2 days later the championship game, the district championship. And the reason, there's a lot of big reasons. That's a big game. If you've had a dominant season, you know you want to be the district champion. If you've already been the regular season, you want to cap it off with a tournament champion. Because if you don't know, the district tournament is just the conference tournament, pretty much. It's all conference teams playing in a tournament. Well, the thing is, you want to have that. We were on a 2-peat. We wanted to get a 3-peat. But it also has an impact on seeding for the regional tournament. So even though we'd already secured our spot, we wanted to be the number one seed because then we could play a lower seed on our side of the bracket. So there was a lot riding on the game, and we were playing in the junior high district tournament. We played in the championship. We played Rivercrest. And we barely beat them. We had a close game with them. Beat them by, I think, maybe 6 to finish. So, of course, in senior high, it was Rivercrest. And we've beat them twice in the regular season, so we knew this would probably be a really tough matchup. And you could call it doubt. You could call it not taking seriously, underestimating. But yesterday, our girls didn't show up. It just wasn't the day. A lot of shots weren't going down. We looked a little bit confused on a lot of our regular day-to-day plays. And Rivercrest ended up taking it home. They ended up taking home the district championship. So even though they were third place in the regular season, they won the district tournament, beating the first and second seed team. So that's kind of something they're proud on. But they were able to... Oh, wait. Were they the second seed? Or the no, they were the third. They were the third. But they were able to bring it home and win it. And I know that's a little bit disappointing for the girls. They were pretty upset about it. We're all pretty, like, kind of wishing it would have been a different outcome. But we have to be able to look past this because we have the regional tournament. Now, the regional tournament drops on Thursday. But we also could play if we win Friday or Saturday. So I'm not going to wait until the regional tournament's over. I'm just going to drop an episode the morning of the regional tournament. And then we will talk about in the next week's episode how the results go. So that's one thing that's been going a lot lately. And it's been kind of fun, kind of interesting, but nonetheless, it's been something that's been good. And it'll be a good loss for us, I think. We can try to pull it together, just refocus ourselves and understand how we've had a really good season, but we are not unbeatable. So we've got to continue working hard and finish this season strong if we want to have the outcome that we want. So runner-ups in the district tournament, it's not what we want, but we'll work from it. We'll get better with it. But now, as we're getting ready for regionals, basketball is almost over in general. Guys, this is crazy. This is crazy. I mean, absolutely insane. But I wanted to give you guys an update on some of the things in my life as well that I'm doing. So if you know, I'm a huge Call of Duty fan. I like watching the professionals play. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I was preparing a mega trip to go to Miami, Florida during the week of spring break for one of the big Call of Duty events. Well, I mean, I had a crew going. It was going to be a lot of fun, but that trip's kind of fallen through. And it's kind of disappointing, but I understand why it's doing it. I mean, a lot of it's my doing, too. I'm one of the people that backed out of the trip. But the Call of Duty League's under a lot of fire right now. They got a lawsuit against them. And with who's suing them and then what it's for, I'm kind of on their side on it. So I kind of just want to be able to back away from the CDL. I'm going to watch all of the tournaments and stuff. But in terms of giving them revenue of going there, things like that, I'm going to kind of back off. So what was going to be a trip to Miami with a bunch of my content creator friends to watch the Call of Duty event, pardon, has turned into a trip to Dallas, Texas, the weekend entering spring break with my wife to go to the Optic Halo Major. And this is awesome. If you know me, you know how excited I'll be for this. So if you've been following the episodes for a little bit, I played in a Halo tournament back in the summer. I really do enjoy Halo. It's just a game that I've always enjoyed playing the campaigns on. And then I actually attempted to try to mess around with the competitive sense of it and just felt like it wasn't for me. But I still love the esport and love the game itself. And even though I'm a big FaZe fan in Call of Duty, organizations aren't necessary. I mean, you can, but I don't treat organizations like colleges. You know, like Auburn, for example, is my team in college. Football, basketball, baseball, track, equestrian, all of these things are, I like to watch Auburn play. And it's not the same for me in esports. What I mean by that is I can like FaZe Call of Duty team because of their history that I've enjoyed, but Optic Halo, I liked Optic Halo differently. And so when Optic returned with Pistola, APG, Lucid, and Trippy, I was super excited. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be an Optic fan right here, right now. The FaZe roster at the time, I can't remember some of the other names they had, but they had Snipe Down. I just know they had Snipe Down, who went back to Apex and a longtime Halo pro. But early on, I knew I wanted to be an Optic fan. I kept up with them. But then, my favorite FPS player of all time, Formal, signed with Optic. And I knew instantly I was dead on. I was a dead on fan. And I was legit. Because they had their event at Kansas City and lost. And everybody thought, man, maybe it's not going to work out. Maybe it's not going to be what it needs to be. And I thought, man, don't say that. Don't say that. But I stayed with them. Of course I was going to stay with them. Because they won the last two events or the last event. And then they won champs. I mean, come on. World champions in the first Halo season of Halo Infinite. So then round two starts, man. I'm cheering them on the whole entire year. And they won the first meet, or won first championship. Oh, no, wait, no. I can't remember if they won the first and then FaZe won the next two, or if FaZe won the first two. I think there was only four. I think it was FaZe, Space Station won their event, and then Optic won the last event. And then they went in to win, and they lost champs. Second place runner-up to FaZe. So now here we are, the next year. They dropped APG, picked up formerly Penguin, now Dead Zone, and I'm going to get to go see Optic Halo play in person, and it's going to be one of the best things ever. And it's an Optic event. Dude, Optic knows how to throw on a good event. So I'm very, very excited for this, and I cannot wait to go. And my wife's going to go with me. We're going to make it like a mini vacation for spring break to downtown Dallas. I'm super excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've never been to Dallas. I've been there once, kind of, and then I've been there driving through, and then I've landed there and then left in the airport. But I've never actually like gone around it. So I'm super, super excited. Cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. But that's my spring break plans. And that's kind of all I've got, really. We got a big basketball tournament. We're almost there at the end of the year. And my spring break plans are going to be good. I can't wait to do that. Make sure to be following a lot of my social medias. Ethan C. Glenn is my handle. And if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, I'm sure you'll see some form of content, videos, kind of thing from a lot of these trips I'm about to take. Which one of them I can't talk about just yet. But you can talk... We can talk about the Halo one. So make sure to be subscribing to my YouTube channel. That way you can be able to check out a lot of my behind the scenes and other things that I'm up to. And of course, make sure to check out my kick.com/EthanC. Glenn to see my live streams. And if you're watching on YouTube, right below, you see the tag Valkens.com. Go get you some nice, awesome gear for this end of the winter season, but we're entering the summer season and they have some fire summer gear. So make sure to go to Valkens.com. Use code EthanC. Glenn at checkout, and you'll be able to get 10% off your order. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Ethan's Thoughts. Hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see you guys next week for another episode.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.